Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, September 22nd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Alliance Creative Group, Inc., OTC-ACGX, closes acquisition of digital media assets. Alliance Creative Group, Inc., ACGX, has closed its acquisition of multiple digital media assets, including 12 domains, 57 social media pages, and properties with over 14 million monthly views. CEO Paul Sorkin stated that these assets are the foundation of ACGX's AI-powered ecosystem, driving recurring revenue through ads, affiliates, sponsorships, and more. This deal kicks off ACGX's strategy to expand undervalued digital assets, automate workflows with AI, and fuel future acquisitions. ACGX aims to create predictable revenues and long-term value for shareholders by scaling digital assets across multiple verticals. For more information, visit www.alliancecreativegroup.com or .acgx.us.
Rock Breaks, Platinum Group Metals Lidded, and American, PLG, and then poised at the forefront of innovation in PGM sector. Platinum Group Metals Lidded, PTM, is making strides in the PGM sector with its Waterberg project in South Africa. A recent article highlighted the resurgence of platinum in the jewelry market, especially in China, impacting supply and pricing. The company is also partnering with Valterra Platinum to develop next-gen battery tech using platinum and palladium. Platinum Group Metals Limited is at the forefront of innovation in the PGM sector. For more information, visit platinumgroupmetals.net. Gold loses steam after Fed uncertainty on rate cut trajectory breeds caution. Gold remained in losing territory as investors remained concerned about the future trajectory of Fed rate cuts. The precious metal was also dampened by the current gains in the value of the USD because a strong dollar makes it more costly for buyers holding other currencies to purchase gold. Other precious metals like palladium, silver, and platinum have also made significant gains in the wake of the Fed rate reduction. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited can count on these tailwinds to support their operations and efforts to attract investors. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform delivering deep insights into the mining industry, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. GeoVax reaffirms commitment to evidence-based vaccine safety and development of GEO-CM4S1 for vulnerable populations. GeoVax Labs, Inc. reaffirms its commitment to evidence-based vaccine safety and the development of GEO-CM4S1. The company emphasizes rigorous safety monitoring and the long history of the MVA platform. GEO-CM4S1 is an investigational multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine based on the MVA viral vector platform. It is being evaluated in phase 2 clinical trials, focusing on immunocompromised patients. GeoVax's CEO, David Dodd, highlights the mission to develop vaccines for at-risk populations. The company stresses transparent science, safety monitoring, and collaboration with regulatory authorities. Ongoing clinical trials have robust safety frameworks and long-term follow-up. GeoVax is also developing vaccines for infectious diseases and therapies for solid tumor cancers.
Trailbreaker Resources mobilizes exploration team to its Sutla Gold Project, Northwestern BC. Trailbreaker Resources Limited is mobilizing an exploration team to its Atsutla Gold Project in northwestern British Columbia. The project covers over 40,000 hectares with limited historic exploration. The team will focus on the newly acquired ground near the Highland Zone, aiming to ground truth drill collar locations for a future drill program. CEO Dathy MacGeerilt expressed excitement about advancing the Highland Zone, known for high-grade gold mineralization. The project is fully permitted for drilling, targeting two distinct deposit settings. Recently, Trailbreaker signed a purchase agreement for a 132-ha parcel, retaining a 2.0% net smelter return royalty. The Atsutla Gold Project has outlined five significant zones of gold mineralization since its discovery in 2020, showcasing the potential for further exploration and discovery.
Isya Thomas and One World Products announced Q2 10Q filing and position company for next stage of growth. Isya Thomas and One World Products, soon to be renamed Isya Enterprises, have successfully filed their Q2 10Q, positioning the company for the next stage of growth. The completion of the filing allows the company to scale eco-bioplastics production, expand partnerships, and target break-even by year-end. Key highlights include the restoration of compliance, reaffirmed guidance to achieve operational break-even by December 2025, and the development of patented pelletization technology for advanced composites. The company is also exploring new revenue streams in sustainable automotive materials, food-safe packaging, and specialty biopolymers. With partnerships with Stellantis, FlexNGate, Orbis Corporation, and West Michigan Compounding in place, Isya Enterprises is poised to emerge as a leader in the trillion-dollar global packaging and automotive industries.
Mitch Gould's evolution of distribution model helps global health brands succeed in the U.S. Mitch Gould, CEO of Nutritional Products International, NPI, has developed the evolution of distribution model to help global health brands succeed in the U.S. market. This one-stop solution integrates sales, marketing, logistics, and regulatory expertise, simplifying the process for international companies. NPI's team includes a food scientist for FDA compliance, logistics professionals for shipping, and a sales team to place products in major retailers. Gould's decades-long relationships with top retailers have proven invaluable in navigating the complexities of U.S. distribution. Additionally, NPI's in-house marketing arm, InHealth Media, offers cost-effective high-impact campaigns across various media channels. For more information, visit NutriCompany.com and InHealthMedia.com. Maryland's federal job losses climbed to 15,100, the most in the nation. Maryland has seen a significant increase in federal job losses, with 15,100 positions eliminated since January, the highest in the nation. The state lost another 2,500 federal jobs in August alone, continuing a trend that began when President Donald Trump took office. The state's economy heavily relies on the federal workforce, with 269,000 Maryland residents employed by the government in 2023. Many former workers are struggling to find new jobs due to their extensive experience, facing potential pay cuts or retraining programs. The trend is expected to continue, with more job losses anticipated in the coming months as part of efforts to reduce the federal workforce.
FTI Consulting posts mixed results, keeps buybacks rolling. FTI Consulting reported steady second quarter results, with record performances in restructuring and communications offsetting weaker showings in technology and economic consulting. The firm's revenue reached $944 million, meeting Wall Street estimates, while earnings per share decreased to 2.13. Corporate finance and restructuring led the quarter with a 9% revenue increase to $379 million. Strategic communications saw a 21% jump to $103 million. FTI repurchased $355 million of stock in the second quarter and $540 million year-to-date, financing the program with debt. CFO Ajay Sabharwal is set to depart in September, with Paul Linton serving as interim CFO. Analysts note the company's stability and cash generation, but its weaker segments are not yet factored into the stock price.
Comcast said to be eyeing layoffs at its biggest unit. Comcast is considering staff reductions at its biggest unit, Connectivity and Platforms, in an effort to streamline management. The restructuring initiative, set to begin in January, aims to eliminate a management layer between corporate and regional offices. The division currently operates under a three-tier management structure, but will now have regional teams reporting directly to a new executive overseeing nationwide operations. While layoffs are expected, positions focused on customer service and retail will not be impacted. Comcast is finalizing which positions will be centralized, but the exact number of roles to be eliminated has not been disclosed.
Celebrated nurse practitioner Kalato Holtz shifts to surgical innovation. Celebrated nurse practitioner Kalato Holtz has shifted to surgical innovation for long-term Bell's palsy management at Butte Medical Aesthetics in Fayetteville. Specializing in non-surgical aesthetic treatments, the clinic focuses on providing expert Botox services tailored to each client's unique needs. With a commitment to enhancing natural beauty, Butte Medical Aesthetics offers FDA-approved products and adheres to the highest standards of safety and quality. Clients seeking Botox services can expect personalized care, a focus on achieving a natural look, and a range of non-surgical treatments to enhance beauty and boost confidence. With a reputation for excellence and a dedication to client satisfaction, Butte Medical Aesthetics is leading the way in the aesthetic industry, providing exceptional results that enhance natural beauty.
Long Island businesses go smart. AI security cameras lead the way. Long Island's commercial districts are upgrading to AI-driven, cloud-managed, mobile-ready video systems, shifting from legacy DVRs. These systems detect patterns, flag anomalies, and push real-time alerts, focusing on preventing losses and simplifying operations. The new playbook emphasizes better outcomes from each camera, with features like real-time detection, smart search, cloud resilience, and mobile workflows. Different camera types cater to various environments, from box style for specialty focal lengths to thermal for fog-prone areas. Integrations with access control, intrusion detection, and POS systems enhance value. Leaders are investing in lower incident counts, quicker response, and stronger evidence, presenting ROI with projected reductions and aligning retention and analytics to goals. Selecting the right integrator is crucial for a seamless rollout with licensing, design discipline, service clarity, fair pricing, and clean workmanship as key factors. Streamline Telecom, an NYC area ICT contractor, offers expertise in security camera installation, access control, structured cabling, wireless networks, and AV systems, focusing on schedule discipline, straightforward pricing, and organized builds for Long Island facilities.
Signorama advances AI and tech integration to power the sign shop of the future. Signorama, the world's leading sign and graphics franchise, is embracing artificial intelligence and emerging technologies to transform how franchisees operate and grow. As the company approaches its 40th anniversary in 2026, these initiatives aim to create the sign shop of the future by providing franchisees with enhanced financial insight, operational efficiency, and customer targeting capabilities. With new platforms developed in partnership with RevScale, Signorama is empowering franchise owners with AI-driven tools to optimize financial planning, track sales pipelines, and improve conversion rates. These tech-driven enhancements complement the brand's focus on peer-to-peer learning and advanced training programs, setting the stage for a smarter, more profitable future for every Signorama location. For more information, visit signorama.com and signoramafranchise.com.
Urzia launches pioneering COTS line for new space applications. Urzia has launched a new line of commercial off-the-shelf COTS RF microwave amplifiers tailored for new space missions. The lineup includes 13 amplifiers designed for satellite and payload manufacturers, small sat developers, and commercial space integrators in various orbits. These amplifiers are flight-ready with radiation-tolerant circuitry and vacuum-compatible housings. Urzia's managing director, David Dees, stated that the products were created to meet the demands of fast-paced new space programs. The product line includes high-power amplifiers, HPAs, and low-noise amplifiers, LNAs, covering a wide frequency range for various applications. The official launch will take place at European Microwave Week 2025 in Utrecht, featuring three flagship models. For more information, visit Urzia's website.
Matador Solutions is moving. Matador Solutions has purchased new office space in the heart of Santa Monica, positioning their team to better serve the growing needs of their law firm clients. COO Nick Cohen notes the company's humble beginnings in a garage in Venice and expresses excitement for the new space to continue their success. The renovated office building offers noise-proof individual offices and a modern collaborative workspace. Located conveniently for new clients, Matador Solutions also offers remote consultations for law firms across the country. As a leading marketing partner for law firms in the U.S. and Canada, Matador Solutions focuses on actionable content marketing and brand building, making them an innovative leader in legal content marketing. Visit their website to learn more and join their co-op for a bespoke growth plan today.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.